Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I am Kelvin Wong.
Oh, Kelvin, you're really loud over there.
Wow, really?
Yes, you are. On this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows, we have both Sandy and Matthew Edmondson from J&J Talent talking to us about the business and some previous and past experiences that we will shortly find out. Discussion-wise, you know where the discussion boards are. Check it out on the Facebook group. And we're also going to talk a little bit about Go Transit. All that and more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. So, first of all, we here have a can't talk today. Sound like one of those minions from Despicable Me. Here we have Sandy Edmondson from J&J Talent. How you doing today, Sandy?
I'm good, thank you.
That's always good to hear. I pulled up your bio. I did some stalking and some research. More the first than the second. But what I did come up with is that you're with J&J Talent.
Yes,
you've been with them for 4 years.
That's correct.
You can tell us a little bit exactly how you got started and involved with J&J Talent yourself. Take it away.
Okay. My son, who was singing in a singing contest for Canadian Idol Junior, was singing, and he got noticed and discovered by one of the people that is friends with Lee, Lee being the owner of J&J and the founder of J&J Talent. Actually, she isn't the founder. She actually bought the agency out from another owner a long time ago, and I think that was about 4 or 5 years ago. So she's actually not the founder, but she is the current owner. And one of her friends saw my son.
It's okay, just keep talking.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So she set me up with Lee, and we went in to meet with Lee, and Lee realized that I knew a lot about the business, and I knew what I was talking about. I actually teach kids to sing and dance, and had a really good eye for that, and started noticing kids out and about that were very, very talented, and having them to come in and meet with Lee. And Lee realized that I was very good at what I did. She liked my personality and how I worked with the kids, and asked me if I would like to help her out a bit. And I did, and since then we've been unstoppable.
That's absolutely great. I also have here your now that leads us that segues perfectly into the next question we have for you. What exactly is your job title with J&J Talent? What are your responsibilities?
Okay, I actually assist Lee in every aspect of the agency, from submitting to contacting casting directors, from actually going to people's houses and helping the kids train for auditions. I actually do absolutely everything. I send out emails for auditions. I call the casting directors and change times or confirm. I pretty much do everything.
Well, that's... That's a lot of responsibility for one person. Now speaking, because I know there's listeners out there who are looking to get into the acting business, or even maybe even your side of the business as well. Well, on the talent side, what does an actor, actress, or model look for in an agency when looking to get represented? And what should they be aware or cautious of?
I really, really caution you. If you're going to an agency and they're looking for $700 or $800 out of you just to get started, that's a really big red flag to go up there. Really, an agency may charge a small annual fee. Usually, it's only $100 to under $100. If you're going to an agency and they're asking you for $700 up front, and they're saying, you need to use their photographer for headshots, and that's going to cost you another $1,000, and you need acting classes, and those acting classes are going to come out of that agency, there should be some red flags going up there. Also, definitely check with ACTRA. If you check with ACTRA, all credible agencies and any organization, you can call ACTRA and ask if ACTRA recognizes them. If they are recognized by ACTRA, then I would suggest going ahead and contacting that agency. There's also a list of TAMAC agencies that are 100% ACTRA. 75% of their roster is ACTRA, and you can check into that. It's online. You can Google TAMAC.
That's TAMAC or a K?
A C.
C. Perfect. That's awesome. Kelvin, did you have any questions?
Sure. So my questions are, what motivated you to work towards the career path you have today?
Very good question. I started out in the industry as a very young child. I was 8, 9 years old when I started out doing commercials. And I'm very, very tiny. I'm only 4'11", 3/4 and a half. Always have to add that half in there.
It counts. That extra half gets you that a little bit of a boost.
See that?
I'm a short guy myself. I'm 5'8". You know, that's short for a guy of my age and ethnicity. So, you know, I get that a lot. You know, I'm 5'8 and a half. It counts.
So as I grew up, I stayed short, and everybody else was growing, and the parts that I could cast now were only children's parts. I couldn't cast into the teens or adults because I didn't look like one. And going to hundreds and hundreds of auditions and hearing how there's something wrong with you continuously started me at a very young age having an eating disorder. I suffered cardiac arrest twice. Due to the eating disorder, due to continuous rejections, trying to stay small, trying to stay at a certain level so that I could still go on stage and perform as a 12-year-old, and my body shape would still be a 12-year-old size. So I was in that industry and had to stop the industry to be hospitalized numerous times, spent years in hospital trying to gain weight and get over the eating disorder. So as a young adult, I decided that I was going to get into the teaching aspect and help to mold kids and to give them confidence and to help have them ready and develop them emotionally to get into the industry and to have the courage to face these types of things and to deal with the rejections and handle it, and that I could be a supportive and an instrumental part of their development, not just mentally and the acting, singing, dancing side. So from there, when my son was approached and Lee asked me to help her with the agency, I instantly fell in love and with the agency and the hands-on submitting, and myself no longer being able to go out and do these things. I can have a key part in helping someone reach their goals, their dreams, have a future.
Alrighty, and we're going to try something that we've never tried here on Where the Wind Blows. If there are any callers, any listeners out there right now who want to ask Sandy a question, well, we'll do the same for Matthew later. You can give us a shout. The number, as for most people know, is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. That's 416-289-5000, extension 8615. If anybody wants to ask Sandy a question, we'll do the same for Matthew when we bring him on the air as well. If you have Facebook, you can find us on Facebook at Where the Wind Blows. It's a communication group. What is it? It's facebook.com/Where the Wind Blows. Twitter, Where Wind Blows Are, or shoot us an email, wherethewindblows@live.com. So if you want to ask any of these wonderful people some questions, feel free to give us a call or shoot us an email. They would be more than happy to answer your questions. Moving on here. I scrolled down too far. I did that already. Never mind. I already asked you that question. So if an actor, let's say their union, their actra, like, what should they be prepared for going on to a union set? Like union television set. Like, what should they be prepared for? What should they bring? What should they, as I said, what should they expect from a union set?
Okay, union is incredible. I definitely recommend, if you ever get the opportunity, once you're in the business, to become union, to definitely join ACTRA. On the ACTRA set, for my son, as soon as we get there, you can usually expect something hot, like a hot sandwich or French toast, eggs. There's always a craft truck, and inside the craft truck is full of candies, foods, chips, chocolate, drinks, Coke, every kind of pop, every kind of juice you could possibly imagine. You get there, you sign in, you fill out your forms, your actor forms. They're called, what are they called again? They're called... I forget the name of the slip that you'll get, but there's a pink slip for union, yellow for non-union. You fill out your slips, and then you go to wardrobe. At wardrobe, they make sure you sometimes bring, they'll ask you to bring your own clothes. It's usually plain clothes, no logos, bright colors, no stripes, patterns, usually plain different colors. So you'll take what you have with you, different colored shoes, to wardrobe, and you'll be wardrobed. Then you will go out, and you're usually going to sit around for a couple of hours. They have a holding tent or a holding room or a holding area somewhere.
As long as it's not a holding cell, I think we're okay.
Well, you never know. Some of these films do have holding cells. No.
Oh, oh dear. I'm hoping that's a set, not where the actors go. So yeah, that's a lot. That and definitely something to stay entertained, right?
Just
to
keep definitely
because they're in for a long day. You know, bring an electronic device or a book or something just definitely to keep entertained.
If you're bringing an electronic device, I suggest having earphones so that when they say action, everything is quiet. You can't make any noise. So any video games or headsets, any laptops, anything like that, you're going to bring. Make sure that they have headsets. Make sure that they're fully charged because there is usually, if you're outside, there's no place to plug anything in.
For sure.
Yeah, they don't like to have that hassle. So, yeah, make sure you bring chairs, too. I suggest chairs if you are going to be outside, if it's going to be a long time, because you never know where you're going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have somewhere to sit if everything else is taken up or you're not comfortable where you are.
Oh, for sure. Now, I remember asking you about... not modeling, but let's say if you're going in for a photo shoot, would the expectations be that's about probably about the same as it's going on to a television set, or is it slightly different?
It's a little bit different because you can go usually with the modeling is casting calls, and there seems to be lineups of hundreds of people out on the street, and you're lining up for hours. So yeah, definitely bring something there. If you're going to where you have a call, like an actual time, you could wait 15 to 20 minutes. I suggest bringing a book, but also main for all auditions, television, film, modeling, anything that you're doing, bring a toothbrush, a compact mirror that's the proper color for your face. You don't want to be walking in and having brown powder on your nice white face.
That'd be interesting to
see. Make sure you bring a hairbrush, a bottle of water. Just before you're going in, you can have a nice little drink to make sure your mouth doesn't dry out. When you get nervous, you get dried out. For modeling, Vaseline, Preparation H, yes, for boys too. Makeup and Preparation H takes away the big puffiness underneath your eyes. Powder for boys as well takes away any dark spots, any acne that you have. Also contour, if you use a little bit of a darker powder underneath your cheekbones, under your chin, takes away any chubbiness, pudginess under there as well. So I suggest definitely making a little bag, an audition bag that has those things in it, hairbrush, toothbrush, even nail clips, nail files. You never know when you're on audition and you'll be asked to see your hands, which a lot of people don't think about, you know. If you're in there and they say, can you please take off your shoes? You've got this little bag. You can pull out your nail file or your clippers and fix your toenails real quick on the spot.
Nice.
Or brush your hair. If you are specifically asked to wear something, make sure that you do it. If you're asked to wear a bikini under your clothes, make sure the bikini is under the clothes and you're ready to go. Don't say, where's the bathroom? I need to put my bikini on if you've been asked to wear it under your clothes. So make sure you listen.
Definitely. Directions are... having those directions and making sure you follow those directions is key. One more thing. I remember we somehow we got onto the... I can't remember how we got there, but we started talking about voiceover work.
Yes.
And you had some really key points that you addressed when you said doing voiceover work. Now, I remember saying, how to prepare, going on, let's say if you're in our position, going on air or going, or doing an audition or doing something like that, or before you go for a recording, how would you prepare? I remember you said some really interesting things. Like, how would you prepare for something like that?
For instance, make sure you eat an apple. Apples are great for your voice.
There you go, Calvin Wong.
People on Broadway, before they go on Broadway, Matthew was in the musical Les Miserables. He played Gavroche. It was winner of 11 Theo Awards in Ontario. And for that, every single child and young actor was given an apple before they went on stage to get their voice warmed up. Also, what's the name of the stuff? Ninjom. There's a stuff called Ninjom that a lot of the young actors use to help their voices before they go on stage. Very, very bad is to, if you're going for an audition for singing, voiceover work, never numb your throat, as numbing your throat can cause scarring of your vocal cords. You can't feel when you're singing if you're actually damaging your vocal cords or not. A lot of people get sick. They take cough medicine. Let your understudy fill in. Let them know that you're sick when you go for the audition. Mm-hmm. Don't try to push it and numb your voice because you could lose it forever.
Alrighty. Well, that's some great advice for a lot of young talent going out there. And we're going to take a quick music break here. We got a great song here for you by Reliant K. We've got a nice little tune coming up for you. And after that quick music break, we're going to be talking to Matthew Edmondson about his experience on set and stuff and all that wonderful stuff. But anyways, so we're going to cut to that right now. Hope you enjoy this wonderful song by Reliant K. It's called My Girl's Ex-Boyfriend.
comes close. He's a guy that you should feel sorry for. Yeah, he thought that he wanted more. I owe it all to the mistake he made back then. I owe it all to my girl's ex-boyfriend. So then along comes me, this undeserving mess. Who would believe my life would be so blessed? 2 years ago, when he left all that debris. Sorry for, he had the world, but he thought that he wanted more. I owe it all to the mistake he made back then. I owe it all to my girl's ex-boyfriend. If it wasn't for him, I would still be searching. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know my best friend. If it wasn't for him, he would be able to see that if it wasn't for him, he'd be as happy as me. Settle down, you can bet that he is gonna have to settle for less. He's someone I would hate to be. I got the girl and he's left with just no memory. He's a guy that you should feel sorry for. Yeah, the world, but he thought that he wanted more. I owe it all to the mistake he made back then. I owe it all to my girl's ex-boyfriend. If it wasn't for him, still be searching. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know my best friend. If it wasn't for him, he would be able to see that if it wasn't for him, he'd be as happy as me.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back here with Matthew Edmondson, who's Sandy's little guy. Hey buddy, how you doing today?
I'm good, you?
I'm not too bad, buddy. So we just talked before the show started. I remember your mom mentioned this before, but could you remind us, before we get interview you, I'm just going to let anybody else out there who is listening, remember, you can also give us a call if you want to ask Matthew some questions about stuff that he's done, or if you want to ask him anything, remember to give us a call at 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Don't be shy, that phone is getting kind of dusty over there, and I need something to do.
That's true.
He's sitting over there with his computer and trying to figure out something to do. So I've got a little bio here from Matthew here. It says here, you were a Canadian Idol first place in juniors. That's saying something. That's pretty awesome.
Impressive.
You were on the Tim Hortons. You were on this Tim Hortons commercial with the Sidney Crosby, and you were one of the street hockey kids. So did you meet Sidney Crosby?
Well, I seen him. I didn't get actually to talk to him, but my mom did meet him.
That's so cool.
They kind of talked, and my mom didn't know who he was, and so I had to play like street hockey. And then he came up and said that that parent's an idiot putting him in ballet. He should be a national hockey player. And she turns around and goes, "Excuse me," because she's my mom. So
okay.
He thought that he didn't know that she was my mom.
Okay, and also one of your recurring roles I see you do is in Arthur. You play the role of Liam.
Yes.
That's so cool. I was wondering how your voice sounded a little bit familiar there. And one more thing I did see here. In Les Miserables OLT, Oshawa Little Theater, I actually saw that, and you did a really good job playing Gavroche.
Thank you.
I actually saw that show. It was really well done. And
you did
a good job dying there, buddy. I remember I was in Les Mis back in the day when I was in grade 10 in high school. It wasn't nearly as good as the Oshawa Little Theater performance. You guys did a wonderful job, and hats off to you.
I had so much fun doing it, too. It was amazing. And it's sad at the very last performance, though, because you meet people that, like, you actually start getting, like, being really knowing, and you start getting, like, friends, and then at the very end, it's kind of really sad, but because, like, you maybe not even see him again or anything, so it's kind of
sad. I know the feeling, buddy. I know the feeling.
And everybody was crying at the very last performance and stuff.
Oh, I know that feeling.
It was sad.
I knew that feeling all too well. Now, your mom was saying earlier that you were, that she helped, she kind of helped you get in with J&J Town. You were in this singing contest, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, kind of don't really remember it. I was really young then, but like 4, 7, or 6. But I know that I did sing a song. It was from Superstar, I think it was, the first song I sang. Then it was They Say That a Hero Could Save Us, and then I did that song. Then
wow,
it came
this
in
guy
first.
Could compete with Kelvin.
He's killing the competition out here. He's killing
Sorry,
it.
They did that, and then I came in first. And then when my mom was saying how one of Lee's friends seen me and asked, and then Lee asked if I wanted to do an audition for a commercial called the Hess Truck, and I auditioned. Well, my mom was kind of like a bit like nervous about it. She was thinking about it, and then she finally like kind of said okay, and then. So I went out, and then I did the audition, and that's the first thing I ever booked. Like, I got the commercial.
Wow.
And then I did the commercial, and it was really fun, and then I wanted to do more, like, auditions and stuff, and my mom said okay, and
I
kept going on from there.
That's so cool. I know a lot of kids, you're 11, right?
Yes.
11, well, I think it's probably one of the youngest kids to come on this campus in a while. now, you're, or be even be in the studio, for that matter. So you're 11. Full actor and everything.
Yes.
No, that's definitely something to be proud of. Wow. Now, let's backtrack a little bit. Now, I know you're full actor. You've got so much accomplished now, but let's backtrack to right to the very beginning when you really wanted to start, when you really feel like you've gotten to the arts. Now, tell me, because I know a lot of kids your age, they want to, you know, get into basketball. They want to get into soccer. They want to get into sports and just do all this competitive stuff. Not competitive, but all the sports stuff. What made you realize that you wanted to get into arts, acting, dancing, and singing, and figure skating? Tell me, how you figured that out.
Well, I kind of like danced around the room, and I had fun with it. And me and my mom used to always dance and stuff. And she said, "Do you want to do dancing at a studio that was pretty close to us?" So I thought, okay, I'll give it a try. And then I started dancing, but I did get made fun of in the studio.
Oh.
So I kind of stopped dancing, and then I did gymnastics. That was like right across from the dance, kind of in Spotlight. It was called Spotlight, and it was right across. I did gymnastics and karate. And then I seen this other studio that was near the gymnastics, and I wanted to do hip-hop, so I tried hip-hop. And then the studio shut down. And then one of the owner's daughter, she started doing another place called PDC, Proficient Dance Company. And then I went there and I did just rec. And then I started doing competition for like the two next years. And then I started getting made fun of then. And then some of the adults actually started making fun of me. And of the parents saying, because one, but just one, like, and not like no one else, just like this one girl, one mom. And then she was saying how I was a professional at the dance competitions, and I almost got one really like kicked out of one of the dance competitions because I just did Les Mis. And so then I left that studio, went to TJ's dance troupe, and that's where I'm at now.
Wow.
And I love it there. Everybody's so nice.
That's great. You know, for somebody who realizes you wanted to get into something like that at such a young age, you know, that's. And being where you are, I'd say that's actually amazing. You know, there are some people who have graduated college, graduated university, and they still don't know what they want to do. You know, so being where you're at, being, you know, 11 years old, you're going to be 12 in April, am I right?
April 12th.
April 12th.
Yeah.
Wow, 12 on April the 12th. That's pretty cool. And you already know what you want to do. That's absolutely just amazing. That's great.
Yeah.
And Kelvin, you had a question for this guy. Did you not?
What was the question?
You should know your own question.
Oh,
my
man.
Goodness. Something about what you got, you figured out? You got it? No? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's coming back.
Yay.
Okay. So, like, all this stuff that you've been through, like.
No,
all,
not that one.
Not that one.
Not that one. There's one we had earlier.
I remember
Which
what
one
was
that?
What was it? What was the question that
we
he
were
asked?
We were talking about the bullying, and then
that
he said.
That one was later.
That one was later.
Yeah, but. Okay.
You asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up.
Right. So like, yeah. So, like, you've been in the path of acting, dancing, singing, and even figure skating. Like, what would you want to be when you grow up? Like, which side do you want to choose out of the four?
Well, I think it's mostly acting and dancing. I don't really have a favorite. I love them both, really. But, and then the figure skating I just started doing this year, so I'm just not really sure about the figure skating yet. But.
So you're still kind of testing the water, still trying to figure out exactly what you want to do. But you know what? You know, you still
and
got...
That's a lot of stuff to do because I have school and I have all that
Absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely,
it's a hard schedule. And
You've got to have fun.
Because you have to wake up at like 6 in the morning to sometimes to movie sets that are out in like Mississauga or Toronto, and it takes like 3 hours to get there. And and then some dance competitions are in Niagara Falls, Buffalo, stuff like that.
Oh.
So you have to spend hotels, and it's a lot of money to do all that too.
Oh, definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I remember I was talking to your mom, and I was talking to you about this before the show, that because you wanted to get into figure skating and you started off doing ballet, you got a lot of bullying. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it did really hurt me, because it was really mean what they said and stuff, because they started calling me like a faggot and stuff, and then they said other words that I just can't really say because they're a bit swearing words, but I can't say. And I was at Ontario Street Public School, French immersion then, and the teachers didn't do anything about it. They just left it. They said, well, don't do it again, and they just left it. And then the school I'm at now is really good with it. Like, they're handling it, and I'm still getting bullied, but they are handling it, though.
As long as they're handling it, that's the best thing. Mm-hmm. I have something here. You said something about Matthew's touch. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was at a dance competition, and I got back because it was during school, so I kind of missed maybe 2 days of school.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was gone, they made up this thing called the Matthew touch, and if you get touched by Matthew, you're gay or something, kind of like the cheese touch or something.
Oh, wow.
But they called it the Matthew touch, and that really hurt, and it was at Ontario Street.
That's terrible. I mean, like, for someone to just make those accusations just because of something that you're passionate about. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with being gay. You know, if there's any gay listeners out there, we obviously mean no offense at all. But the fact that, that someone would just try use that as an insult against you is just, that's just not right at all. Now comes your other question that we've been trying to figure out.
All right, now comes our other question. Okay, so
silly Kelvin.
So you've been through all this negativity, like all this bullying, all this name calling. Mm-hmm. How did you deal? Like, how did you overcome all the situations that you've been through?
Well, I did get lots of support from my mom and all my friends and my family and stuff, saying don't let people put you down. You do what you kind of love to do, so just do it. And don't listen to what other people say. And now the school I'm at, like I said, like, they're really handling it too now, and they're kind of giving me support, saying, who cares what other people say? And they may be jealous sometimes, because some of the kids that are bullying me are a bit kind of like lower than me. They kind of don't have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then since I do like acting, which makes a lot of money, I think they're a bit jealous or something.
That's
definitely.
But you know what? You're getting through it. And like I said to you before the show, you've got actor under your belt here. You're full action. To be accomplished with full actor at the age of 11. When did you become full actor? How old were you?
I think I was about 8, 9.
Wow, that's impressive.
9. You were full actor by the age of 9. That's so impressive. And to have that under your belt, that's something to be proud of. And definitely, like I said to you before the show, don't let anybody try and, rub you the wrong way, because when you have, being full actor is definitely something to be proud of, definitely not something to beat yourself up over like that.
Yeah.
And don't let them tell you other ways, because that means if you're with Actra, you've got talent. Actra picks the best out of the best.
Yeah.
And you are with Actra, which means you've got talent and you're one of the best of the best.
And I love Actra. They come on set and they're so nice, and then they make sure you're really cared for. Like, they actually make sure. And then sometimes they'll come on and just make jokes and kind of have fun with you. And
that's good.
Just trying to look around and see if you're on set overtime, if they're working you overtime.
That's good.
Stuff like that.
Now, what kind of advice would you give to people who are kind of in the same boat? They've got this passion and they're trying to get into it. They're trying to get into this thing, but they keep getting bullied and put down. What kind of advice would you give to these people to help get them through it?
The advice I'd give to them is just don't listen to them, and plus, just remember that, just stand up for yourself. Don't listen to what other people say, because you're good. So
mm-hmm.
if just don't really listen to them and try to get, like, support and stuff. And
all right, yeah,
just
definitely.
Think that, like, if you are an actor, if anybody is an actor and is stuck in the same problem, like you were saying, like, actor chooses the best.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let anybody take you down or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's just stuff like that.
All right. And the last question we had here, I think that was me that asked. What was your, when you, because I know you play, you've got so many different things that I listed off here. Oh, like I said, there was a, you were in that Tim Hortons commercial. You were,
yeah.
you're a voice on Arthur. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's your favorite, this favorite part that you, that you've ever played before? What's your favorite part?
Well, I did do this short film for Fifth Street Productions called Birdbath.
Yeah.
And that was maybe one of the funnest things I've done. And wow. The other, I think I have the Birdbath and Transistor too.
All right. Now tell us a little bit about Birdbath. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Like, kind of like the story concept.
Yeah, well, what was your role, and why was it your favorite part? Why was it your favorite?
Well, it was kind of like, because my role was kind of like, I was kind of like a troublemaker a bit, and then, like, because the story is kind of based on, like, I run away with my two younger mm-hmm. brother and sister, and then we run away, and then I get, like, in trouble by the cops and stuff, and then we get to this cottage, and we like, there's food everywhere on the table, and then we kind of run and steal it, and they call the cops, and then we got brought back and stuff. It's all these action moments.
Wow. Alrighty, so, you know, thank you, Matthew, for coming, and thank you, Sandy, for coming into the studio today. That was absolutely great for you guys to come in.
You're very welcome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's great for you guys to come in. Like I said, you're more than welcome to stay in studio and just kind of, you know, chill and see how things are done. You're more than welcome to stay. But right now, we're going to cut to some awesome music right here. We've got some Boston coming up for you, and a little bit of more classic rock on the way. We've got Carry On My Wayward Son by Boston, and here it is.
Peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong live on Where the Wind Blows on Centennial Internet Radio. Beat it. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, that was Beat It by Fall Out Boy. Before that, we had Given the Dog a Bone by AC/DC, and I must correct myself from earlier. That was Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas.
Yeah. Carry On not My Boston. Wayward
That was my mistake.
Son. Don't you cry, no.
We should have had Matthew singing that.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Hey, guys.
That would be really awesome. Oh, looks like we've got a couple more people to join in here.
Speech.
Let's see if we can get them.
Hi. How y'all doing?
Hey, we've got Aaron in the studio today, and we've got Zach here. They're gonna share mics. Yes. So we've got some awesome stuff coming up here today. So we posted on the discussion board the last show we had, we did we put this I read this email to you guys that actually Aaron sent me a while back. It was that thing at the Target, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Aaron.
Yes, thank you.
It's a, that's an inside joke between everybody here at, in our program. But anyways, I sent that email, and I'm just gonna reread what happened. It was the man who went to Target with his wife, and he did start doing this random stuff. And I'm gonna quickly run off because we're actually running out of time here. They were here quite a while, and they were here for like 40 minutes. It's not longer than I thought it would be. But hey, you know what? That's okay.
That is okay.
And so. Actually, I'm just going to read the comments because we really are short on time. Holy crap. So Katie Ellis said she'd do number 13. And number 13 was, which is October the 8th, she said hide in a clothing rack. And when people browsed through, said, pick me, which is something that I could see me doing.
Me too.
Yeah, I was both asking. And then Carly G said, she meant to say number 7. She wrote 15 but meant to say 7. Which is set up a tent in the camping department and told the children, shoppers, he'd invite them in if they would bring pillows and blankets from the bedding department, to which the 20 children obliged. And Carly G said, haha, I think 7 would be funny. I mean, how many people have wanted to camp in a store? Kids would do anything. I kind of find it annoying that they got all mad about it. Can't we have fun anymore? I mean, professionalism is good, but come on. It's not like they were downright causing an enormous ruckus. Sure, some were a little out there, but, you know, at least they're not afraid of looking crazy. In a world that has become serious these days, I know that wasn't the actual question, but I had to include it. Also remember, Carly, that this was just one of those forwards that was going along, not a true story. Mm-hmm. I asked Kelvin what he thought he would do. Zach, what did you think? What would you do out of this? Have you ever heard this email?
No, not really, actually.
All right, Aaron, which one would you do? We'll get back to you in a second. You know which one. You know what they are.
Remind me?
I don't know if we've got time for this.
It's been a long time since I've read this, so remind me.
Okay, one, took 24 boxes of condoms and put them randomly into other people's carts. One. Two, set the alarm clocks to go off on housewares to go off at 5-minute intervals. July. Number three, made a trail of tomato juice leading to the woman's restroom. number four, walked up to an employee and told her in an official voice, code 3 in housewares, get on it right away. This caused an employee to leave for a sign station, and they received a reprimand from her supervisor, and that in turn resulted with a union grievance, causing management to lose time and costing the company money. I didn't find that funny.
I would do the condom thing, except I'd probably make it tampons.
I do the condom thing, and then for the old people, I put Viagra in there too.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
But just for kicks, I did the tomato juice one.
You would, Zach.
And then put the
tampon. And you would do the condom one.
And then put.
I just slapped him, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you for that the visual effect.
That was much appreciated. so that was what your input was on last week. And I got this thing. We were talking about passions with Matthew and Sandy earlier, and we were wondering what your passions were. We've got two here. We're asking a couple you guys in the studio as well. Melissa B said, "I'm passionate about making others happy, and there are a ton of careers that lead to making people happy. But the way I'm choosing is real estate. What better way is there? Selling a new home to a new family, or someone finally taking that step out on their own." Smiley face. Natalie J said, "I'm passionate about helping others and somehow making an impact on their life medically, perhaps inspire them. But the way I'm doing is towards a doctorate in nuclear medicine, further towards imagery. If it's broken, it can be fixed. Duct tape fixes everything." That last part was my idea. Calvin, what's your passion?
Music. Being on a radio show, right, Calvin?
Yeah, being on this radio show is my passion. No. Well, yeah, it is one of my passions.
It better be. You are here.
Yeah, I am here.
I'll take your spot. I will.
You have your own show.
I'll do it.
Stop yelling at each other, guys. Yell, just wait till
mainly
you
music.
Yell at you.
I do sound production, and like I like to sing, and I like to listen to different, like, I have an open minded to music, so like you throw it at me, I listen to it. So more, my passion is music.
Good.
What about you, Tara? What's your passion?
My passion? There's so many.
Pick
I
one.
I hope it's being on the radio.
Radio is definitely. I actually came into Centennial College originally to do film editing, or eventually to be a director. But then I got started on this show, and
I've now really wanted to get into radio broadcasting, either be a host or in production side of things, preferably a host, because it's just my thing.
With me, right? With me?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Why wouldn't we do it with Calvin?
Sorry, yes. Calvin. I might have to take your spot.
It's competition.
It'll be on.
It'll be a tough one. Tough decisions. So, unfortunately, guys, we haven't really had a lot of music. Zach and Aaron, what are your passions? Whoever's closest to the mic, rock, paper, scissors, go. Aaron.
I'll go.
Okay.
Volunteers? Yeah, they're awesome. nice. Again, what the two lovely ladies on Facebook said, my passion is to, you know, make people happy. With, you know, anything creative, I found in first semester of college, I actually have a talent for movie making. And I...
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. Somebody spoke up.
I just have a lot of ideas in my head for movies. I listen to a song and I can see, you know, I don't know, I can just... I see these images that I want to portray, so... What are you doing?
Don't worry about it. Continue.
Okay.
That's a wonderful passion.
Continue.
I'll stop because, Zach, I don't know what just happened.
Zach, what's your passion?
For one, torturing you. No, I'm joking.
That was painful.
For one, my radio show, that'd be one. The Jukebox, for those of you who don't know already. Usually it's right after this at 8:30, but... for this week, due to schedule changes, since they're not done yet, will be canceled this week. It will be on again next week at 8:30, guys. Woo. Besides that, I also like voice acting. Using my voice for different things. Like
using your voice for different things.
Yes.
All right.
I like using my voice for different things, like radio, commercials, you know.
Ladies.
Yes, serenading ladies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can stop that.
Aw. But I like it.
There's one lady in this room.
Call us in now.
I'm talking to the lady listeners. How's it going, ladies?
Do we have any?
We should.
I'm hoping so.
Call us in now. 416-289-5000.
Calvin Wong. Calvin Wong. Do it the old... Get women the old-fashioned way.
Except 8615. Call us in now.
Okay, but...
Anyways, guys.
Yeah, radio and voice acting. Those are my passions. And music as well.
This show is jokes.
Always been jokes.
I'm going to say. So before we let you guys go, I've got some awesome news for you guys. I know that you got a lot. We got some listeners out there right now, and I've been in contact with some wonderful people over the holidays. Next week we have Cynthia Banks coming in from Banks Productions. She is the big head honcho at Banks Productions, and it's a documentary production studio. Production company, more rather, which is actually pretty interesting. She'll be calling in studio next week, then we'll be doing an interview that way. Also, we have a live band coming in next week. Viva Mars, I want to play some music of theirs before we go. They're based in Oshawa, and we're going to have them in here for you next week. And then the week after that, we've got another band coming in to perform live, The Nebulas, which is another local band trying to make their way, you know, into the music industry, which nowadays is quite can be difficult. For those people who aren't checking the Facebook group, next month we also have some great things happening. We have Samantha Monroe who plays the role of Anya on Degrassi, will be coming from the next generation of Degrassi, so the new shows. She will be coming in February to be doing an in-studio interview as well. And I know some of you guys back in October missed when we had Andrew WK calling into the studio. So for those people who missed it, he'll be calling in again in February, and hence why we have that thing on Facebook. If you have questions for Andrew, this is why he's calling. This is why he's going to have... why we're letting him call in again, because we want you, our listeners, to ask Andrew questions that you wondered about Andrew himself. So that is what we have planned for you over the next couple of months, and I think it's going to be a very exciting show for the next couple of months. What do you guys think?
I think that's going to be awesome. I personally have a couple of questions for him, for mostly about his new TV show that we found out about today. That looks awesome.
That's actually pretty sick.
What about you, Aaron?
No comment. She's tired.
Hold on.
She's lazy too.
Crank up the mic. Okay, go.
Sup, guys.
That's
sup.
Just chilling. I honestly, I'm being completely honest. Before Centennial, before school started, I had no idea who this guy was.
I don't either. Don't worry. You're not alone.
But I heard some of his songs. Oh, dear. He seems like a very interesting, unique person.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually got Eric a Andrew WK t-shirt for Christmas.
Yes.
And he loves it.
That was unnecessary, Eric.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Nothing I say is unnecessary on this show. It's my show. Mm. As Aaron was saying.
Mm. Yeah. That's
it?
That's pretty much it.
Oh. So, yeah, so we've got a great show coming up for you over the next little while. And so I know this the show was not really a lot of music, unfortunately. I do like to play a lot of music, but we did have some great interviews from people from J&J Talent. And ladies and gentlemen, yes, thank you. Once again, thank you to those wonderful individuals who took the time out of their day to travel all the way from Bowmanville to come here for an hour and a half.
Thank you very much.
It's wonderful. Thank you again for coming in. So lastly, to leave you guys off, we've got some of we do have some Viva Mars for you guys, and here's one of their songs called The Set, and that's what we're gonna leave you with today, guys. So on behalf of everybody in the studio, I'm Eric Terry,
and I am Kelvin Wong,
and I'm Zach Murillo from the Jukebox,
and Aaron's just kind of chilling.
I'm just the coolest person on earth, Aaron McRae.
That's true.
I'm not gonna deny that. Anyways, guys,
very modest.
Here's some Viva Mars we're going to end with. And remember, they're coming in next week. Here it is, Viva Mars, The Set.
Don't understand. Oh, I've got a reason, I've got a